The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Welcome back, vegetarians. This is Tim, and I am alone in my studio, taking a break from voicing some auditions. Anyway, I found something amusing that I wanted to share with you. It's from a podcast called The Onion. I don't know if you're familiar, but it's one of the top 10 comedy podcasts out there. Anyway, I thought this was pretty damn funny, and I wanted to share it with you. I think you may find it to be amusing. Especially if you've ever taken any kind of journalism classes, especially in multimedia, you know, like television or whatnot. I thought this was well-crafted and quite hilarious. Check it out.
Now, in a desperate attempt to fill 24 hours of programming, here's some bullshit that happened somewhere today. We've got some footage here of the bullshit, which began just after 3 o'clock this afternoon, when residents in this neighborhood were shocked to see this fairly common thing happening. An attractive witness described the event in breathless terms.
I went to my window and I was like, whoa, there's some bullshit happening.
That happened right over there. I'm an older man, so you can trust what I say.
Authorities in special uniforms rushed to the scene to stand around while our cameras filmed them. Our reporter Keith Collins joins us now live from the scene of the bullshit through the use of expensive technology. Good to be with you again, Keith. We have a colorful graphic here that shows instances of bullshit like this are on the rise. Is that right?
Yes, although why is unclear. Some say it's because of one fucking reason. Others say it's because of some other fucking reason. I talked to this random expert on the subject who told me this thing you're about to hear him say. Right after he points at a piece of paper.
I spent my entire life attending the nation's most prestigious schools to talk about bullshit like this. I'm really just happy to be on TV.
Now let's see if we can drag this out a little longer by showing emails written by some of our viewers. I once saw some stuff kind of like the shit you're talking about happen. I have nothing more to add. Another person says, I am angry that things like this happen. I get mad about every bullshit thing I see. So obviously a lot of opinions there to make this story seem somewhat meaningful.
Oh, absolutely, Glenn. This bullshit has some broader implications. Here's a list of tips on how to avoid bullshit happening to you.
And here's some footage of Congress.
Yes, I see that.
Well, thank you, Keith. Let us know if there are any updates on this bullshit story from there.
There's no way there will be.
Very good. We'll check back with you in an hour anyway.
I'm just some fucking guy.
When we return, we'll look at live footage of a car chase taken from a helicopter. And associate about what's going on.
Brilliant, as far as I'm concerned. You ever hear something and you think, why didn't I think of that? That's one of those things. I had to share that with you. Anyway, it's been a crazy day today. I spent most of the day with my buddy Bob, who was driving me around so that I could take care of my driver's license situation. And tomorrow, I get to look forward to spending the day at the DMV, which is always an adventure. So I have that to look forward to. Anyway, one thing I have not been doing on this podcast is letting you know how you can get in touch with me. Should you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to send me a friend request on Facebook at, you know the drill, www.facebook.com/VOChameleon. For those of you that are a spelltard like I am, chameleon is spelled C-H-A-M-E-L-E-O-N. And if that's too difficult to deal with, which I can completely understand why it would be, just search for me. My name is Tim Rice, T-I-M-R-I-C-E. Or you can follow me on Twitter at VOChameleon. Or if you just want to do the old school email, you can email me at timlrice@aol.com. That's it for today, y'all. And don't forget, whatever you do, don't get any on ya.
Shut up!